The size of the pie, the aggregate stays the same, but the piece of the pie, there's more pieces now. And that means the revenue for our Connecticut casinos, that piece of that pie, that gets smaller. The pie always stays the same. The pieces get smaller with more competition.
And people are gambling more in some areas.
Well, hence the reason why the numbers are down.
Yep.
I don't think the people are down.
There you go.
They just have more choices.
There you go.
Half past the hour, 7. 888-574-2723. Your calls when we come back.
I'm Lillian Wu in the White House race money chase. Some totals coming in for the fourth quarter. President Trump's campaign raking in $46 million. At the top of the list for Democrats, Bernie Sanders with $34.5 million. Pete Buttigieg, $24.7 million. As far as polling,
according to Real Clear Politics and data site 538, former VP Biden still ahead by a significant 10 points. The Hill ranking Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar in the top five.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And former major league pitcher Don Larson has died at 90 years old. He was the only man ever to pitch a perfect World Series game.
Larson is ready, gets the sign. This strike's ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike three.
Game 5 of the 1956 World Series as the Yankees beat Jackie Robinson and the Brooklyn Dodgers 2-0. America's listening to Fox News.
Buying a pre-owned auto is the easiest thing to do when you buy it from Berkshire Auto Sales in Torrington. Specializing in pre-owned Subarus, Jeep, Honda, and all other foreign and domestics, Berkshire Auto will have just the right pre-owned car for you at an affordable price. Just wait until you test drive one for yourself. Plus, they service what they sell with ASE-certified technicians on site. And car loans are never a problem at Berkshire Auto because everyone gets financed. And while you're there, how about heated seats? You've always wanted those. At Berkshire Auto, they even have remote car starters with an incredible 1,500-foot range easily installed while you wait. Not only warrantied for life, but also transferable to your next car. Check out Berkshire Auto Sales' inventory of over 150 pre-owned cars at 692 South Main Street, Torrington. And on the web at BerkshireAutoCT.com. Berkshire Auto Sales and Boomer McLeod in Torrington. Pre-owned vehicles and so much more.
On this date update for January 2nd. A man named Marvin C. Stone patented the drinking straw today in 1888. The folk singing group The Weavers were banned from NBC today in 1964 for refusing to sign a loyalty oath. That was a hangover from the McCarthy era. And on this date in 1974, President Nixon signed an act reducing the national speed limit to 55 miles an hour. This effort to save gasoline due to the Arab oil boycott lasted until 1995. Born on this date, televangelist Jim Baker, science fiction author Isaac Asimov, and
trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let
Grammy winner Roger Miller. I'm Mitch Davis, and that's your On This Date update.
Driven by Terry Mill Chevrolet, we'll treat you right. Now open Sundays.
In New Haven, the off-ramp at Exit 8 on I-91 southbound has now reopened after an earlier police investigation. In Hartford, no delays on I-84 in both directions. I-91 coming up New Haven to Hartford to Bradley Airport. Again, you're looking good. Route 2 and Route 9 are delay-free so far. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
A very warm day today, getting up near 48 degrees in partly cloudy skies. The Surf Pro of West Hartford temperature 35 right now in Hartford.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the talk of Connecticut.
Good morning. Yes, We're ready to go again. Here we are.
Following a backlash over the initial interpretation of Connecticut's revised meal tax. Remember that, Brad?
Oh,
The administration of Governor Ned Lamont apparently didn't want any other surprises. Communication staff in the office of the governor wanted to review any future policy statements by the Department of Revenue Services before they were released, according to text messages obtained by Fox 61 through the Freedom of Information request. There was the message to DRS Commissioner Scott Jackson, relayed by the department spokesman on September 17th from Lamont's communication director, Max Reese. The text message came 11 days after the agency issued guidance on the revised prepared meals tax that only increased the levy one percentage point to 7.35%, but also expanded it to a number of grocery store items that were previously not taxed, such as five or fewer bagels and rotisserie chickens. All right, so that all said, let's bring in our next guest. Oh, you know him. You love him, too. You love when he joins us. Our state senator, George Logan. George, good morning to you.
The best, the best.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello.
Listeners out there.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, too.
So there's been some discussion on the fallout from the meals tax in the governor's office, I take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's, you know, it's the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. You know, this is not a surprise. It starts off with the, you know, legislature and the governor coming up with this horrendous budget that I voted against that went into effect on July 1st. You know, we and a lot of my colleagues in the Senate Republican office and House Republicans told these folks, hey, look, this is a horrible budget. Not only is it not balanced, but you're going to, you know, raise taxes and raise the cost of living for the middle class families and folks here in Connecticut, you know? And, you know, here it goes. Now they put it into effect, and now they're surprised about all the backlash they're getting. You take a look at this meals tax, very ill-conceived, not well planned out, you know, supposedly just on meals, but hey, lo and behold, they snuck in bagels. You mentioned rotisserie chickens. My senior mother, who's almost 82 years old, she loves those pre-cooked rotisserie chickens that she buys at the supermarket. They're even taxing that too. You know, items that are going to affect seniors, items that are going to affect working families, folks that are trying with their hard-earned money, just trying to eke a living. And not to mention, we're talking about that issue. We'll get into it later. How about all the taxes that are going into effect, that went into effect as of yesterday?
Yeah, we actually had a Senator Eric Berthel on a couple of days ago, and I just reiterated those just a little while ago. But going back to the prepared foods in grocery stores, you know, I actually asked the governor, I interviewed the governor not long ago, and I asked him about that. And you know, he said, well, listen, let's level the playing field. I'm paraphrasing here, of course, George, but he says, let's level the playing field. If you were to go to Boston Market or any of those, you know, chicken places, you'd be paying taxes on your meal there. Isn't it only fair then if you get a prepared meal at a grocery store? And let's face it, a lot of grocery stores are over the last few years have been offering prepared meals. Wouldn't it only be fair then to tax prepared meals? Why should there be an unfair advantage to one and not the other? So, well,
cry me a river here. You know, look what we're talking about here.
Using that
lame rationalization as an excuse for sneaking in taxes on other groceries. Well, how about the bagels? What's his rationale for that? And there were others. How about lettuce that mom would purchase in a bag? They're even going to tax lettuce. So what's his argument for that? You know, so again, it just goes back to the Democrat leadership here in Connecticut just trying to sneak in and find ways to force their agenda, which is taxing people more and more and spending without, you know, spending more and more without controlling how they're spending their money, without justifying the big, you know, budgets that they're claiming they need more revenue by taxing people for. This is just, again, their bad policy, bad governance that is just sinking Connecticut more and more down this financial hole here.
You know, and it's a great point, George. And they're talking about DRS and how DRS interprets that bill. okay? And you remember the controversy around that a few months ago when, you know, the bill was, well, the purpose of the bill, the language of the bill is kind of ambiguous, and, you know, you're missing the purpose of it, but yet it's open for interpretation, and yet the legislature did not go back and fix it to be a little bit more less ambiguous.
Well, because, exactly, they made it, if you will, ambiguous on purpose, right? Because, again, now all that rationalization, that's just hogwash. They did it on purpose because they wanted to sneak in these taxes. And now they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They see all the backlash, and then they tried to backpedal and say, oh, well, that's not our intention. That's baloney. The people have to stop believing, you know, listening to their words and believing that. Look at their actions. That's exactly what they wanted to do. The Department of Revenue Service, right, has a commissioner, right, that's hired by the governor and his folks, right, to do their job. They got smart people there. They have lawyers. They know very well how to interpret laws that are put on the books by the legislature. So now the governor's office is looking for a scapegoat. They go to the Department of Revenue Service. And even after the commissioner of the Department of Revenue Services told them ahead of time, he said, hey, look, you know, this could become a thing. You know, Scott Jackson, who was, you know, mayor of Hamden, a good government official, a good administrator. He was at the Department of Labor. And then he moved over to the Department of Revenue Services, using that poor fella as a scapegoat for their bad policies, for their bad decision-making. He warned them that this was going to be a problem. They said nothing. They did not heed his warning. They did nothing to try to affect him. He said, okay, well, I'm going to have to let this go. He let it out into the public, and that's when it finally caught the attention of the governor. And this is where we have a problem, when we have someone who's, you know, not hasn't been in government before, not used to, you know, running an organization, mm-hmm. you know, like the state of Connecticut, trying to learn on the job and making mistake after mistake because he's relying on people that are of the old guard in terms of the Democrat leadership, in terms of their policy of taxing, following the governor, former Governor Malloy playbook, taxing people more, spending more, hitting the working class people, hitting those people that can least afford to pay these taxes. And there's more and more to come. I keep saying that. I said that last July when this budget was approved. I said it in August. I said it in September. I said, hey, wait, more taxes are coming. And lo and behold, they keep coming and coming and coming. Now, this year, 2020, is a very important year. We're going to be going in for elections for every single state senator, every single House representative, and we, the voters in Connecticut, need to make a change. We need folks that are going to be more fiscally conservative. We don't have that now with the current leadership that we have in Hartford on the Democrats.
Well, to your point, Jackson had previously warned members of the administration that the policy statement could turn into a thing, and it certainly did. You know, but here's the thing. The legislature could have gone in and corrected the language to that, and it never did.
That's correct. It's because they don't want to correct it. They did this on purpose. So they're trying to buy themselves some time and give themselves the flexibility that as soon as everybody falls asleep again, they're going to go back to the law, back to the written policy, and they'll just reinterpret it another way. Right. And then add those taxes that they meant to add to begin with. It hasn't gone away. All they've done is just delay it because of all the backlash they received from the folks. So if you want any real change, if you want the law to change, you need different folks leading the legislature in Connecticut. And we start by doing that this November and getting different folks in office that are really are going to look after the interests of the people, of the working people, the taxpayer here in Connecticut. Because the folks we have up there now leading the Senate, leading the House, they're not getting it done.
The question is, and it's very very simple, when are we going to start to work on it? We just talk about it, and we've got to change it, or it's going to be a disaster before we're done.
No, that's right. No, this is how we start to work on it. We start to work on it by supporting candidates, right, that are of the same mindset of as our voters out there, who are tired of all the increased taxes, who are tired of the lack of cost control in Hartford. You know, this morning I'm filing for my campaign candidacy, right? I'm going up to Hartford. I'm going to get it done. I want to go back in there and continue to fight. We need folks to support candidates, right, that understand we need to go in a different direction. That's how we start. And look, it's already January. You know, we got less than a year. We need to get out there and get it done, whether it's taxes by way of meals tax or grocery tax, or by way of taxing folks driving to and from work with more tolls. It's got to stop. We've got to get different folks up there. Well, the folks that are up there now, the Democrat leadership, they're not getting the message.
Well, Senator, to that point that you just bring up about tolls, were you aware that a toll special session is tentatively scheduled for the week of January 13th?
Can you imagine that? Now, Governor Lamont has been saying that since the last session ended, right? He still doesn't have the support for that. So, I'll be surprised. I will be surprised if that does happen, because I don't see where all of this support for tolls is coming from. The folks aren't buying his latest plan of just tolling trucks. They don't. No one believes it. No one believes it. And, the session.
Senator, you're dropping out. Your cell phone is dropping.
God, sorry about that. Why are we to believe that he's only going to attack trucks when we know that we have a session starting in February, again, trying to sneak in a very unpopular policy? I'll be surprised if it happens. I don't think the support is there. I think the governor's office knows that. And, especially the fact that we've got an election coming up in November. I don't think Democrats won't even be on record for voting for tolls.
Well, then wouldn't that play right into the Democrats' hands strategically? Not having a special session, not voting on tolls would strategically benefit Democrats.
Absolutely. And the reason why it does that is because they want tolls. The Democrats in the legislature want tolls. They just don't want to vote on it now before the election in November. But if you vote these same folks back in, I assure you what's going to happen is after November, certainly then the governor is going to have the willpower and the support in the Senate, in the House by the Democrats, to vote in favor of tolls, because they want to tax us as much as possible. They want to add an additional fee and payment for folks who are commuting to work every day, just like I and so many other folks in Connecticut do.
Well, then isn't it fair to say that it's like the Democrats keep increasing taxes in the state of Connecticut and passing the highest tax increases that the state's ever seen twice in the same decade, but yet every 2 years, when it comes to replace these legislators who vote for this, they seem to get voted back in. In fact, the Democrats retain the majority. So what will it take then for the Republicans to finally get the majority?
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with the messaging, and I think now the people of Connecticut are tired of what they're seeing in Hartford, and they understand that we need a change, so we need to keep the message.
Well, they could have said that 2 years ago, too, after Malloy. That would have got a fresh start, and yet the Democrats picked up seats.
Right, and we have been saying that. But what happened, though, is that the voters didn't believe that they're going to end up with a legislature, end up with a governor who is going to continue the same policies of Governor Malloy, even though Connecticut Republicans told them this was going to happen, and now look at what we've got. So now the voters are seeing it, they're feeling it, and I believe, I'm confident that if we continue with the messaging, we continue to put good candidates forward, we're going to see a change come November, and we have to make sure that we don't allow the Democrat strategists to try to trick and fool the voters yet again by saying that they're here for the working family, they're here for the taxpayer of Connecticut, because clearly their actions are showing that they're not.
But there's so many union members in the state of Connecticut, and let's face it, they want to protect themselves. And, to some extent, you put yourself in their shoes. You can understand that. You can understand their point of view. But the unions are so strong, and let's face it, we both know that they are a Democrat, mainly Democrat. How do you combat that?
Well, first of all, I'll say that, it's not the unions themselves. The union members are folks just like you and I paying taxes. They're feeling and they're hurting, too. It's the union leadership that's doing this,
that's
making
right.
this happen. So we need to focus on the union members, because Connecticut Republicans, we support union members. We
that's
support
right.
every taxpayer here in Connecticut. So it's not the unions themselves. It's the union leadership are just looking after themselves because it's a matter of power.
Yeah.
Just like the Democrat leadership here in Connecticut, who have forgotten what they're in office for. They've forgotten that they're here for their constituents. They're not here just to maintain and keep power. And so right now they've lost that perspective, and that's why they need to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer, and exactly the one that we wanted to hear. Yes. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Senator George Logan, and Happy New Year, and we hope to have you back sometime in the next couple of weeks to give us an update.
Looking forward to it. We're going to have a very exciting year this year. There's so much to get done. Yeah. And, with all these campaigns going on, it's going to be a really exciting time. So I'm looking forward to meeting folks, getting out, knocking on doors, being on radio shows like yours, and getting this message out. We need to go in a different direction here in Connecticut.
Thanks, brother. You have a great day.
We'll see you soon.
You too.
All right.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
Yeah, sounds good.
10 minutes in front of the hour of 8. It's Brad Davis, Gary Byron. Your phone calls at 888-574-2723 when we return.
Railroad is running in the right direction. The railroad reported a loss of $29 million in the fiscal year ended September 30th, the best financial performance in Amtrak's nearly 50-year history. But some say Amtrak's pursuit of profitability has caused its overall service to suffer. Vastly slower U.S. oil growth this year and the prospect of a plateau for the world's top oil producer have signaled a new and unfamiliar era of self-restraint for the shale industry. Spending cuts and production declines common to shale wells means U.S. output growth is expected to break from 2019's pace that pushed domestic production past 13 million barrels per day. Some analysts' forecasts for next year call for growth to slow potentially to a rate of just 100,000 new barrels per day. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's your money now.
Are you living with type 2 diabetes? Learn to control your diabetes with Live Well with Diabetes workshops. You will learn how to control your blood sugar with meal planning, being active, goal setting, problem solving, and more. Call 1-800-994-9422. That's 1-800-994-9422. And ask for the Live Well coordinator. Or go to www.211ct.org and type in Live Well. Live Well is a program of the State Departments on Aging and Public Health.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Kansas City Chiefs punter Dustin Colquitt makes the Dean's List for helping kids have a beautiful smile for the new year. Dustin and Dr. Bill Bush founded Team Smile 12 years ago. Dr. Bush travels from stadium to stadium to provide free dental care to 250 to 300 children at each stop. He recruits local dentists and sends a truck ahead with equipment. Some of these kids have never seen a toothbrush, and Dustin is the driving force behind the charity. He also helps to drum up support with each team.
Dr. Bush, just from what we've seen, how he's been able to, fix teeth, all over this country for kids cosmetically has been probably the most rewarding just because it's instant gratification.
If you would like to find out more about the great work that Dustin and Bill are doing, you can head to teamsmile.org. Dustin and Dr. Bush, you both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
You or a loved one suffer from anxiety, chronic pain, or trouble sleeping? Tired of taking pills and still not getting relief? Give CBD a try. CBD is a supplement from hemp, giving people a healthier lifestyle. Your CBD store doesn't just make the best CBD products, but also educates on the benefits of CBD. Get the help without the high. Come in today for a free sample. Mention this ad for 10% off any purchase. Your CBD store. Glastonbury, Rocky Hill, Manchester, Southington, and Bristol. Your CBD store, where good health hits home.
The music you grew up with is back. Weekends on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC. Join the music professor, Rob Ray, for the biggest hits of the 50s. The 60s. And the 70s. The Big D is back every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 to 10. Only on the Talk of Connecticut, WDRC. Traffic driven by Terry Mill Chevrolet will treat you right. Now open Sundays.
Stop and go traffic in Middletown, Route 9 northbound, exit 12 to Washington Street. In Derby, you stop and go, Route 8 southbound, exit 17 to exit 14. West Hartford, you're slow on I-84 eastbound, exit 43 to 46. And East Hartford, you're slow on Route 2 westbound, exit 4 to exit 2. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
A very warm day today, getting up near 48 degrees and partly cloudy. The Surf Pro of West Hartford temperature, it's 35 right now in Rocky Hill.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
tell you, every time I put them on in the morning, I feel just raring to go. New Balance in South Windsor, Evergreen Walk, and Avon. And I'll tell you something right now. This is the time, if you haven't got yours yet. Yes, they're cut low, high, waterproof, a cushion, lightweight, improved support, balance with roll bars you won't believe. They're tremendous. New Balance will not let you down this winter. If you haven't already got them, and I know many of you have, get a hold of them. Plus, they offer a wide toe box, which I absolutely love. A wide toe box, the toes don't get squashed or anything like that. You're comfortable. That's 6E. That's how comfortable you're going to be. So just stop down. Check them out and get yourself a pair of New Balance if you haven't already got them. I know many of you have. Just a fabulous, fabulous product in South Windsor, Evergreen Walk, and Avon. Nothing like them. All right.
So you're telling me you like them? You got them on now, so.
You bet I do.
Look at you over there.
You do, I do. There they are.
You look comfortable. Oh, you got your socks on today.
Socks, of course,
because it's a warm day.
That's right.
It's going to be almost 50 degrees today.
I got the whole outfit.
The day that you would think you don't need to wear the socks, you got them on. The coldest days of the years, nope, forget it. I'll never figure you out, Brad.
I know you won't. Hope you don't.
Yeah, right. 7:56, four in front of the hour of eight. Senator Blumenthal is going to be announcing funding.
Again.
For security at places of worship. It's a move to put new security measures in place in the wake of several acts of anti-Semitism. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal and members of the Jewish Federation of Connecticut plan to discuss new federal security grants to protect houses of worship at some time this afternoon. This conversation comes after this past weekend's act of domestic terrorism against worshipers celebrating the seventh night of Hanukkah.
I know.
In New York.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it, but it's happening.
You know, these hate crimes.
That's what it is. Hate crimes is absolutely it.
People say, well, hate crimes have been around for forever. But is it me, or are we getting more and more of them as of late?
More and more is what it is. I feel the same way as you do. Same way.
So what is that? What do we attribute that to? What is that the result of what?
Well, as you look at America now and all of the things that are happening to families, it's just I've never seen or heard about so much. Yeah,
and my question, though, remains, why this rampant rash of...
Because they want to do something. They want to do something like this.
Always existed, but people have just never
there you go.
Come out with it.
There you go.
Or is it being created more now? That's what I don't know. Was it always there and people just didn't act upon it?
I think that's what it was, and I think it's...
Or has it manifested itself over the last, few years? I mean, you always had people that hate... Listen, you're always going to get people that hate or dislike others. It's been around since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
Anybody that's not like you. I mean, it depends on your mindset, obviously.
It's just every night, it seems.
Exactly. You hear it more and more.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
Boy,
we gotta
come on.
We gotta really get at it.
2020 here. 2020. Still, this crap is still going on.
Oh, and it is crap.
Yeah, big time.
It is crap.
All right, listen, it's 8 o'clock straight up. It's Brad Davis and yours truly, Gary Byron. Phone calls, toll-free, 888-574-2723. Toll-free anywhere in our state.